بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا أمة بعد أمته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أملك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وابكي على خطيئتك أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable ulama kiram, hufaz of the Quran, brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with innumerable favors for which we have to express our appreciation and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from time to time, we need to perform 2 rakats of salah, because this is the physical and the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person makes 2 rakats of salah and he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is real shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that, ya Allah, I am really appreciative of your favors. One is the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, and we say alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And that's also the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the highest form of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tilawat of Quran, we utilize this bounty of the tongue and all of the bounties that Allah has blessed us with in the shukr and appreciation, appreciating the favors of Allah. We all need to ask ourselves, well, last, have I performed 2 rakats of salah for shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounty of iman? Yet that was not even in our control. I never make any application. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me from the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How often do I really thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it? Sometimes the person, you know, the father, maybe he wants to confer some favor. He wants to be generous on the son. And out of the blue, there was really no expectation at all. And the father buys, you know, one really amazing sports car for his son. Whether you want to say one G63, whether one Lamborghini or something, out of the blue, there was no expectation at all. This is better for you. I don't know how long I'm going to live and I love you. That son, his whole life, every time he starts the car also, Papa, shukar, alhamdulillah. He has to go from here also to Pietermaritzburg. He'll phone Papa, ish, 5 minutes quicker today. And all the time he'll be thanking his father. And how often are we thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of these innumerable favors we enjoy, the value of which we cannot even attach to. There's no price we can put to it. And from all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst them is the tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed every one of us with a tongue. Great bounty. This one piece of tongue, the scientists till today don't know how many taste buds on it. Some are saying 2,000, some are saying 4,000, some are saying we don't know how many thousand taste buds on the tongue. Like how we have a fingerprint, they've recently realized that there is a tongue print. Every person's design on his tongue is different from the man next to him. 25% of the world are hypersensitive on their tongue. Hypersensitive. You give them something, is it this something extra in this food? I can taste it, it's extra. Like how the awliya and the friends of Allah were hypersensitive with regards to sin and guna. When sin was taking place, they were uneasy. They could feel it, like something's not right. There's some guna took place, some sin. So 25% are hypersensitive. And 25% of the population are underactive in their tongue. You give them anything, and alhamdulillah, they'll appreciate it. So this tongue that Allah has blessed us, we chew, it helps us to chew the food. Yes, we chew our food with the tongue, with the teeth. But the tongue helps us in chewing our food. It's because of the tongue. When we sat in front of the Molana at the time of that nikah, when we got married, then we said nakahtuha. So it was because of the tongue. The tongue says la ilaha illallah. You classified a Muslim. Now you got the ticket of Jannah. But that same tongue, when used in the wrong, then it can cause irreparable damage. Damage that we see what's happening around us. So this tongue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Appreciate the bounty and utilize it in the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah, tilawat of Quran. This is how we ought to be using the tongue, in this manner. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu is the narrator, hadith appears in Tirmizi Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave three pieces of advice. In this time of fitna and fasad, when there's corruption, when there's so many filthy hearts around, very few with clean hearts, and so many with sharp tongues, this is so important for us, for all of us, and we teach our children this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encapsulated our success into three phrases, three sentences, so simple, so short, yet profound. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Amlik alayka lisanak. Guard your tongue is a very loose translation in English. Control your tongue, guard your tongue, it's very loose. Amlik, in Urdu we say Malik, we say he's the Malik. In Arabic also is Malik. Malik is the master and the owner. So from here, Amlik beautifully said, be the master of your tongue, lest you become the slave of your words. Be the master of your tongue, lest you become the slave of your words. You'll say something today, and tomorrow you'll have to say, Maaf, I never meant it. And tomorrow you'll have to say, Maaf, I was joking about it. And then tomorrow you'll have to have some excuse. You'll have to come with some excuse as to why you said that yesterday. You said to me something that hurt me. Amlik alayka lisanak. If you look at the physical, ulama explain, look at the physical creation and makeup of man. All of the limbs that Allah has blessed us with, the outer limbs, hands visible, fingers visible, nails clip, everything visible. All visible. The eyes you open, immediately a person can see. But look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most, in this world, the most valuable of gifts are treasured the most and preserved and protected. This tongue is so valuable to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our makeup also put it very secluded. That the tongue, you have to open up the lip and the teeth for the tongue to exercise. To flex the tongue, there is so many things to work and to move before a person can say something. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Amlik alayka lisanak. Guard, control, be careful of your words, calculate your words. Luqman Hakim, someone asked him, where did you gain your wisdom from? He said, silence. Where you gain your wisdom from? Silence. That's where I got it from. Every time I was silent, I took a lesson from what's happening around me, and I became a better person. From silence. So Nabi Sam said, Amlik alayka lisanak, number one. Number two, wal yasa'ka baytuk. How do I guard my tongue? I don't want to tell anyone something hurtful. I don't want to mention something that someone else can get hurt and injured. How do I do this? Next step, Nabi Sam said, wal yasa'ka baytuk. Let your house be sufficient for you. Let your house suffice you. Let your house be comfortable for you. In this, in one of the bayans, Mawlana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali had mentioned, wal yasa'ka baytuk, nothing wrong in having a big house. But the house must suffice you. Not that you go for a holiday, but your house is bigger than the place you went for holiday. The place you went, you're still making, you know, some amendments to see how we're living. The house, everyone's got ensuite, but you're going for holiday. Wal yasa'ka baytuk. When your house suffices you, is comfortable for you,
then you interact less with people. Less is the chance for you to slip with the tongue. Less is that possibility of you erring and saying something wrong. But in the end of the day, we all have to do business. We all have to go to the shop. We have to come to the masjid. We will interact. Interpersonal relationship has to take place. So the third piece of advice from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam: sometimes your sin may go unnoticed. At times you don't even realize it was a sin. The manner in which you spoke to your wife, everyone else, Hazrat, put his shoes right also. We'll do everything for the pious. Alhamdulillah, Allah reward everyone. We will do that for the akabir, etc. And our salaf, pious people that we have around us. But we need to ask ourselves, that in the home, are we losing all of that reward? Because we don't know how to even talk with our wife. So Nabi said, "Wabki ala khati'atik," cry over your sin. But I'm controlling my tongue. How? Stay at home. But when you stay at home, there's possibilities of you erring also in the home. Therefore, cry for your sins. Three pieces of advice from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In one hadith, Tirmizi Sharif also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Idha asbaha ibnu Adam," every morning, when ibnu Adam in insan wakes up in the morning, فَإِنَّ الْأَعْضَاءَ كُلَّهَا تُكَفِّرُ اللِّسَانِ تَقُولُ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكَ. Every morning, all the limbs, something we don't see but we have to believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how it happens. Is it happening? It's happening. Every morning when we wake up, every limb of the body pleads and begs the tongue. Every limb, the hands, the feet, and every part of insan is pleading to the tongue and telling the tongue, اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا. Please, O tongue, please fear Allah for our sake. فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكَ. Our end result is because of you. Our end result is because of you. If someone swears you, you smack his face. If someone tells you something hurtful, you may kick him. So the leg is getting hurt. The hand will get some injury. No person says, "Bring your tongue here, I'll hit you." The tongue doesn't get hiding. The rest of the body is getting the hiding. So the limbs are pleading with the tongue, "Please." فَإِنْ إِسْتَقَمْتَ إِسْتَقَمْنَا وَإِنْ إِعْوَجَجْتَ إِعْوَجَجْنَا. If you are straight, we in safe grounds. But if you are crooked, we're not going to see the end of today. Because of your crookedness, جِرْمُهُ صَغِيرُ وَجُرْمُهُ كَبِيرُ. The size of the tongue, small. The crime of the tongue, major. Small piece of flesh, boneless, but can break bones. The cause of breaking bones. Mona Ilyas Patel, Damat Barakatuhum, so beautifully he says. What does he say? He says, the slip of the feet will break a bone. But the slip of the tongue will break a home. The slip of your feet, you'll break a bone. Go to hospital, they'll put plaster, they'll do something. Hairline fracture, we can help you, we'll do something. But the slip of the tongue will break a home. And how many homes are on fire because of the tongue? How many women in our houses are on edge? Every morning, they're watching the weather forecasts. Whether today will be partly cloudy, whether it'll be sunny, whether it's going to be thunderstorms. How is this husband going to come? How is he going to come home? They're not too sure. Is he going to smile? Is he going to be upset? What's going to happen today? What's going to happen? They're not sure. They're scared. They're worried. They're on eggshells they walk in. Allah protect us and grant us the tawfiq that we are able to guard and protect this tongue. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is sitting with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Person comes into the gathering and he foul mouths Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Hadith appears in Abu Dawud Sharif. So he tells him something very hurtful. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu fasamat, doesn't say anything. Remember, when fools speak, don't enter the race, let them win it. So he kept quiet. Second time, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he told him something hurtful. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu kept quiet, didn't respond. The third time when he mentioned something to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he felt very hurt. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took revenge and he said something back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and he walked away. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes. هل غضبت علي يا رسول الله فقمت يا رسول الله. You angry with me? Did I do anything wrong? What was wrong? I mean, he said one, I said two. I never say anything wrong. I took revenge. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Abu Bakr, when he told you and he vilified you and foul-mouthed you first time, he said something bad. نزل ملك من السماء يكذبه بما قال. Allah sent one angel to say you speak in lies. Abu Bakr is not like that. So I was watching this entire scenario playing in front of me. This man is talking, the angel is responding. Second time, the angel responded. The third time when you responded, then shaitan came and the angel went away. فَلَمَّا قُلْ لِأَجْلِسْ إِذْ وَقَعَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Abu Bakr, how can I sit when shaitan is here now? Angel was around. So if there's something we have to learn, that art of how to control that tongue, no matter how hurtful people may say things to us, control it. It's for this reason, some of the Salaf used to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with two ears and one tongue. So what you hear must be double than what you speak. Luqmani Hakim said, إِذَا كَانَ الْكَلَامُ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ فَإِنَّ السُّكُونَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. He said, if speech was silver, then silence is golden. If speech was silver, then silence is golden. For it is said in English, silence can never be misquoted. Someone tells you something and you keep quiet. He can't say, but he told me. But the moment you open your mouth and you say something, they can misquote you. Why? You did say something. There was the statement. There was an utterance. There was something that you said. Luqmani Hakim, once he called his son, he says, oh my son, ya bunayya, إِذَا افْتَخَرَ النَّاسُ بِحُسْنِ كَلَامِهِمْ فَافْتَخِرْ أَنْتَ بِحُسْنِ صَمْتِكَ. A time will come, my son, people will pride themselves with the art of speech. You pride yourself with the science of silence. Let the people talk. You be quiet. That's where I gain my wisdom from. What golden words. Amazing, subhanallah. People will pride themselves. He's got the gift of the gab. He can speak like this and he can do that. You pride yourself with that ability, you can guard your tongue. You won't say anything. بِحُسْنِ صَمْتِكْ. You'll be quiet. Luqmani Hakim, in his initial days, early life, he was the slave of a person. So the master one day told him, he said, oh my slave, go bring, slaughter one camel. So he went and he slaughtered the camel. He said, I want you to bring two pieces of that animal that's the most tastiest or the best. So he comes with the tongue and the heart. He said, no other piece of the body is better? He says, no. Piece and the heart, of meaning the tongue and the heart is the best. He says, okay. He says, something must be not right with him. Go bring two of the worst pieces of that animal. He goes back, he takes the heart and the tongue, he comes back with the heart and the tongue. He says, Luqman, what is this? He says, if the tongue and the heart is good, your entire body is good. And if the tongue and the heart is filthy, your whole body is filthy. The goodness is in the tongue and in the heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه. Your iman is never intact until your heart is not in order. Your iman is never intact, can never be perfect until your heart is not in order. And your heart can never be in order until your tongue is not straight. Until your tongue is not straight. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Quoted way when the nikah is taking place. To tell that husband, be careful, be guarded how you speak. What you say can hurt and damage your wife. Be careful of how you speak. Sometimes you give talaq. Sometimes you'll give a talaq. And sometimes you'll give three talaqs and then you're shopping around to see. But Mawlana, I never intended. Nabi Sam says, Talathun jidduhunna jiddun wa hazluhunna jiddun. This tongue. If you're joking, we're serious. You're serious, we're also serious. Whatever you say, who is held against you. If you smiling with your wife also, and you smilingly give her one gift and you say 10th year anniversary, one talaq for you. Ask any mulana. Nabi Sallallahu said, because you were joking also, this is a serious matter. But the tongue said it. And sometimes a person utters three talaqs. Three talaqs is given. Now he's shopping around to see who can consider this three as one. We Muslims, right? Those are Christians, three is one and one is three. Three is three. You gave three talaqs, it's three talaqs. No person shot a person with three bullets and say, maaf, I just, not too sure. I wanted to hit one man, I don't know how three bullets came out. Three bullets are gone, you can't come back into the battle. And how many people are injured in the journey? Because of the talaq. Now the wife, obviously she has to go back home. Children are torn between the parents. The two families, loggerheads, can't make salam to each other. One is in one masjid, the other one in the other masjid. Just because of talaq. Nabi Kareem, amongst the penal laws of Sharia, one is haddul qadhaf. What's haddul qadhaf? When you slander and falsely accuse a lady without furnishing proof, 80 lashes for you. 80 lashes in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's penal law. Some people were lashed 80 times. Why you accused a lady? He said, she committed zina. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, right. Four witnesses. Person says, but how do I bring four witnesses? He says, if you don't have four witnesses, 80 lashes for you. Why did you speak? Keep quiet. Don't speak. Hold your silence. You don't have witnesses. So 80 lashes for that person. And hadithul ifk, the slandering of Aisha radiallahu anha, in the 18th juz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. If you had iman, and you heard the slander, you heard the ghiba, you heard the wrong, what would you have said? It's not behoving of us as Muslims to speak like that. And how often ghiba doesn't take place with the tongue, and we party to it. Allah give myself tawfiq and all of us tawfiq. But ghiba is like part of the community. It's part of our speech. How many are there if ghiba is taking place, we walk away? You see, this is wrong. It's going to affect my iman. I can't even listen to it. It's not permissible. And sometimes we make ghiba and we will have some excuse. You say, but Mawlana, we're trying to solve the problem. Trying to solve the problem. There is a platform for it. There is a scope for it. There are people you need to speak to solve the problem. Not be by making panchayat and talking to every person about the same thing. One day Nabi Sam is sitting with Aisha radiallahu anha. The value of controlling the tongue, importance of it. Importance of controlling the tongue. Nabi Sam is sitting with Aisha radiallahu anha. Safiya radiallahu anha walks in. As she walks in, Aisha radiallahu anha tells Nabi Sallam, Hasbuki min Safiya kada wa kada, ta'ni biha qasira. She meets some indications. Ya Rasulallah, Safiya. You know the short one? We will say, Shorty Makoti? That short one? Hasbuki min Safiya. She said, you know your small wife? Your short wife? Nabi Sam said, Aisha, لَقَدْ كُلْتِ كَلِمَةً لَوْ مُزِجَ بِمَاءِ الْبَحْرِ لَمَزَجَتْهُ. Your one statement today, if we have to throw it in the ocean, it will contaminate the waters of the ocean. Dangerous, toxic. How you speak like that? We need to be careful as to how we speak. All of this, sometimes we have to just throw ourselves at the feet of a person. I said, I don't know how to control myself. Please help me in this journey. We have to learn that art of controlling the tongue. Sit by someone who's pious and ask him for guidance. Let him help you. How many of us are guarded of how we speak? Some of the Salaf used to have pen and paper. Every day, whatever they spoke, they wrote it. So one day, one student asked our Ustad, he said, Mawlana, if I'm going to write whatever I speak, I mean, I'm going to have a volume. I'm going to have volumes of kitabs. He said, yes, that's the lesson. They were able to write what they spoke because they hardly spoke. That's why they were able to record it. They hardly spoke. If it was a dars, no problem. Quran and Hadith. Tilawat of Quran, you don't write it. Dhikrullah, nothing to write. But if you're speaking to someone, be careful. Be careful. Everything you speak, you have to be careful. So Nabi Kareem is traveling one day. one of the journeys coming back home, Safiya radiallahu anha, her camel doesn't want to move, refused to move. Safiya radiallahu anha's camel is not moving. Zainab radiallahu anha has an extra camel. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to Zainab. He says, "Oh Zainab, you've got an extra camel, fadlu dhahar, an extra camel. Please lend it to Safiya." Zainab radiallahu anha says, "Ana u'ti tilka al-yahudiyya? I must give that girl with Jewish lineage. She's a Jewess. I'm not going to give her." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never speak to Zainab radiallahu anha for a few months after that. He said, how do you speak like this? Careless, you just say something. I can't be in your company with that speech. I can't be close to you. And he taught her a lesson. But the lesson was more for us. Do we think Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will sit in our gatherings, on our walima table? We think when we're together, he'll remain with us? We have to ask ourselves, and we need to start guarding our tongue. Be careful, whoever it may be. Sometimes that one statement we say can cost you a relationship. Your friend doesn't want to speak to you anymore. Sometimes that one statement of ours can cost us our nikah. Wife doesn't want to come back. And sometimes it can cost us our children. We lose our children. And sometimes it can cost us losing our relatives. And Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi so beautifully used to say, you see, the tongue is a tool of mass construction. How much of good work can take place because of the tongue? Person can give a bayan, the qari sahib can read the qira'ah. Lot of good can take place because of the tongue. It's a tool of mass construction. Qari sahib reads, we say, Subhanallah, karrir. We tell him, maratan ukhra, read again. But that same tongue, it can also be a tool of mass destruction. Lot of evil, destruction, fasad can be caused because of the tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, that ability that we are able to guard our tongues. Let us make dua to Allah. Anything we want, we have to make dua to Allah for it. One is dua to Allah. Ya Allah, grant me the tawfiq to be able to control my tongue. Ya Allah, grant me the tawfiq. I'm trying, I want to. Help me, O my Allah. Make dua, sit with the family, talk to the children. We need to, must remember when we speak with the children and say, listen, you must guard your tongue. The day we do something wrong, subhanallah, Papa, what you taught us? They'll remind us, alhamdulillah. We remind them, they remind us. We all make mistakes, we all slip and we err. And let us put our hands into the hands of some pious person. I said, I don't know how to come on this journey, you help me. What must I do? How must I do? This is my problem, this is my weakness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. All those homes that are on fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring unity, harmony, peace, ease, inshaAllah. All of us, myself, can't control our tongues. Then grant us the tawfiq, we are able to guard our tongues and we use this tongue for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for tilawat of Quran, wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.